of applause. There's a lot of them today. Oh, what a nice hand for our piper. And for Brian Sand and his quintet, who've been playing for you before. My name is David Harp. I'm the University Marshal. That's the chef du protocol, not the chef of the cooking arrangements, but some of you may have taken World of Chemistry. In fact, let me ask that quick question. I have a very special camera designed by our engineers who graduated this morning, and it not only is a face recognition camera, but it calculates your GPA and whether or not you took the World of Chem. So just a second while I do this. All the World of Chem people can graduate. The rest of you need a small quiz before you cross the stage. I need to read one item, which is that this tent is equipped with a fire alarm system, and if it does go off, please follow the directions of the personnel who will get your attention. If you have babies in push carts kind of situation, take the baby, leave the stroller behind. All of that said, the first thing we need to do is to be aware of what's going on tonight. And hopefully for tomorrow's graduation, I can do the very same thing again. Let's hope they win by a bigger score. The platform party is assembled and will be coming. You'll hear the piper. Do we hear? I hear a piper. The main thing I want to tell you as graduates, please take your lineup card, tear it in half now. Let me hear a brrrt. I don't hear enough brrrt. Okay. Hold it tightly. Don't put it in a pocket. Don't put it on your seat. Don't drop it on the floor. And as you go across to your left side and then eventually up the stairs where you will give the first part of your card, and you've heard this already, but it's surprising how many people seem to forget it. You give the first card, one of the cards, to the reader and the other card to get your degree over here. And the last piece of useful information, I have a lot of unuseful, the useful information is watch the person ahead of you. You will have your picture taken. If you've had a bad hair day, you can check it in the mirror. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, graduating students, honored guests, families, friends, ladies and gentlemen, bonjour à tous. Au nom de l'Université McGill, je voudrais vous souhaiter la bienvenue de notre cérémonie de collation des grades des diplômés de la Faculté de médecine dentaire et dans la Faculté de médecine. For almost two centuries, McGill's chancellors have commenced these ceremonies with some remarks, and as the 18th chancellor in McGill's illustrious history, I have enjoyed continuing this practice. It may be difficult for you to fully appreciate, and certainly hard for me to totally accept the fact that exactly 60 years ago, give or take a few days, I sat on this very lawn like you, with cap and gown, waiting to receive my Bachelor of Commerce degree. When I look at my graduation photo, there's not the slightest doubt that I have changed. But the changes that have taken place at McGill are truly profound. Other than some of the older buildings, McGill is almost totally unrecognizable. From being an excellent university, it has developed into one of the world's great institutions of higher learning. In size alone, it has grown several fold. The quality of its teaching and research has become unquestionably world class. But in no area has the change been greater than in the excellence and diversity of its student body. Au cours des cinq dernières années, à titre de chancelier, j'ai eu le privilège d'échanger avec un grand nombre d'entre vous, et à chaque nouvelle rencontre, je suis sincèrement émerveillé par le calibre exceptionnel de nos étudiants, non seulement par le profil de leur formation, mais également par la diversité de leurs intérêts. And in these interactions with students, a number of themes appear to take precedence. The most prevalent, of course, are your concerns, understandably, of being able to obtain a position leading to a meaningful career. But your other concerns were not on any student's radar screen when I sat where you are today. In my day, the word environment meant something totally different on the rare occasions it was used, normally as a synonym for weather. No one thought about the larger environmental issues such as income inequality, low standard of primary and secondary education, both here and in developing countries, or the absence of clean drinking water, or even minimal medical treatment in large swaths of the world. What is most impressive is not that you think about these problems, but that you and your fellow McGill students are actively participating in trying to find solutions to these serious issues. You travel to Africa, India, Latin America, and elsewhere to build schools, teach children, provide medical services, and assist in developing improved farming practices. Au sein de la communauté même où vous habitez, vous construisez des toits verts, apportez des repas aux personnes dont la santé ne permet pas de se déplacer, ouvrez comme mentor auprès des étudiants de secondaire, les aidant ainsi à décrocher leur diplôme et donner gratuitement des leçons de musique à des jeunes en difficulté. Et vous êtes des milliers à le faire. While I always believed that I had never emotionally left McGill, the past 5 years that I have served as Chancellor, and from which I will be retiring at the end of June, have been a real homecoming. I am so very proud of my alma mater. I'm so proud of the students, the faculty, and the administrators. I'm planning to stay active in both the McGill and the larger community, as long as I have the strength of body and mind, and I welcome all of you to do likewise for as long as you can. I have no doubt that you, like me, will never regret it. Merci. Thank you. Je voudrais maintenant inviter la professeure Suzanne Fortier, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Professeur Fortier.
Bienvenue aux finissants de 2014. Welcome to the graduating class of 2014. I'm joined here today by your families and friends, by our Chancellor Emerita, our Governors and Governors Emerita, our Distinguished Honorary Degree Recipient, Awards Recipients, by special guests and esteemed colleagues. We are here together to express how proud we are of you and of everything that has brought you here today. C'est pour moi un immense bonheur de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations et votre persévérance. Today marks an important milestone. Savor it, enjoy it, celebrate. Remember this moment. Remember, too, all the people who have supported you in your studies. Families and friends, of course, professors, librarians, staff. You have not been alone. I now invite you graduates, all of you, to please stand up. Look around and give a big round of applause to all of those who have supported you in your studies. Merci. Vous pouvez vous asseoir. Have you ever finished a big project only to have someone say to you, "That's great. So what are you going to do next?" I hate that. But class of 2014, I have to ask, what is next for you? Now, I have to tell you, you can relax. You're not going to have to answer the question to get your degree this afternoon. But in all seriousness, the big question is not what is next for you. The big question is how you will face whatever is next for you. Today is a transition. You have finished your degree. That is no small thing, but it is a given that you're going to do something next, whatever it is. You have a mind that is ready to learn, and there is so much more of learning to do and enjoy. For some of you, the next classroom will be in the workforce. Certains des apprentissages vont se faire dans une université, peut-être même ici à McGill, mais ils se feront sûrement tout au long de votre vie où que vous soyez. Transitions are exciting, but they're also a bit scary, and I can tell you that having recently come back to school myself, I know the feeling. Transitions is a constant when it comes to life, and it is certainly a constant when it comes to healthcare, with technology giving us new tools and with the wealth of knowledge showing us the next steps we need to take. Dr. Carol Moss-Prives, this afternoon's honorary degree recipient, is an excellent example of the never-ending inquiry. For more than 25 years, she has focused her attention on understanding what makes the mutated P53 protein so commonly found in cancer tumors different from the normal P53, with an eye toward using that knowledge to develop better therapies and improve patient outcomes. This is an enormous contribution to the many, many thousands of people who will face cancer in their lifetimes. So we're very, very grateful for the work and the effort that she's put in that work. Now, when we find ourselves in time of transition, the people who are close to us often reach out with advice. sometimes also with gifts, or gifts that are advice in disguise. When I became principal of McGill last fall, I was lucky to receive such gifts, and I want to share three of these gifts with you. I've known my friend Kay for over 40 years. As young crystallographers, we started our research career together. She gave me a fridge magnet that reads, "Proceed as if success is inevitable." Now, it's great to have a friend who believes in you. But what the message is really saying is assume responsibility for your own success. You're not an observer of your own life. You are the main actor in the play that is your future. You've been in the same place for a few years, and now you're leaving. You're leaving a comfort zone for something that is new and unknown. You're going to have to be resilient, but with a good dose of determination, talent, and optimism, success will await you at the end of the road. This brings me to Blair, a great colleague from Ottawa. She gave me a book, The Rational Optimist by Matt Ridley. Think about it, The Rational Optimist. Set your sights high. Allow yourself to dream, but with your feet on the ground. Keep an eye on the big things that you want to accomplish, the big goals, and take it a step at a time. Make sure you do everything that you can to make it happen. And the third gift came from Albert and Victor, the sons of my doctoral supervisor. They gave me a framed code of ethics that their father had written in the 40s. Among the code were very important pieces of advice that have been with me all my life. Do not bluff your way out of difficulties, and keep your integrity at all times. These are powerful words because whatever you do in life, the what eventually fades away, and what you're left with is the how you feel about it deep down in your own soul. Three gifts, but really, they are just one great gift. The special people you meet in life. Remember the friends you've made here at McGill during your time with us, and keep them close to you. Chancellor Steinberg is a perfect role model. As he said, this year marks the 60th anniversary of his own graduation, and he is still in touch with his classmates. And of course, he stayed connected to McGill even as he moved through his own transitions and challenges and many successes. A few weeks ago, Chancellor Steinberg and I attended an event to honor some of our students. I introduced him to the Francophone parents of one of our students. "C'est le chancelier de McGill," I said. Now, chancelier was not a word they were familiar with. So they thought I had said, "C'est le chansonnier de McGill," the singer-songwriter of McGill University. They were looking at each other in confusion. McGill being such a great university must have, they thought, a highly acclaimed chansonnier, but they didn't know any of his greatest hits. And it made me think about all of the great hits of Arnold as our chancellor. Indeed, Chancellor Steinberg has played a huge role in writing the future of McGill and has sung our university's praise relentlessly. And he has shown all of us how to do so with great charm, intelligence, and humility. He takes great pride and joy in the accomplishments of others and in nurturing their leadership. He is generous with his time and his wisdom, always ready for an encore. He loves to learn and has an inquisitive and open mind. And most of all, he loves McGill and the McGill community with all his heart. Mon cher Arnold, tel que l'a écrit un grand chansonnier québécois, c'est à votre tour de vous laisser parler d'amour. Et à tous nos diplômés, sachez que vous vous joignez à une grande et belle famille. J'espère que vous considérez l'université comme votre maison. Revenez-y le plus souvent possible, les portes vous seront toujours très grandes ouvertes. I recently met some McGill alumni in New York City. They gave me what I think is the perfect description of our university, and so I want you all graduates to remember it. A bunch of smart people doing amazing things and delivering results. Please keep in touch. We're always eager to hear about your own amazing things. Félicitations. Congratulations.
Thank you, Professor Fortier. I now invite Dr. Paul Allison, Dean of the Faculty of Dentistry, to introduce this year's winner of the Howard S. Katz Award for Excellence in Teaching. Dr. Allison.
Keep it on. Thank you very much. Madame Principale, I present to you Dr. Nathalie Morin as the recipient of this year's Howard S. Katz Award for Excellence in Teaching in the Faculty of Dentistry. Dr. Morin graduated with a doctorat en médecine dentaire from the Université de Montréal in 1990 and obtained a master's in public health from the Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences in Bethesda, Maryland in 2003. And in 2008, she joined the L'Ordre des Dentistes as a director of the professional services and at the same time became an assistant professor at the Faculty of Dentistry at McGill. Nathalie's contribution to teaching in the faculty has been in the area principally of caries management. In recent years, our understanding of caries prevention and early lesion management has evolved considerably. As with many areas in healthcare, however, changing the profession's strongly entrenched approach to disease management is complex and a considerable task. Nathalie has been at the heart of the faculty's strategies to promote change, training both our students and clinical supervisors in new caries management approaches. Nathalie works tirelessly and patiently to develop teaching and learning strategies in the clinic, in the preclinical simulation lab, and through lectures. As was stated in one of her letters of nomination, Nathalie has demonstrated the skills of a true team player. She has been able to impart change in the clinic step by step in a collegial way. She is respected as an instructor by her colleagues. She is extremely dedicated and involved with the students. Her energy and passion transpire in her teaching, whether it is in her lectures or one-on-one on the clinic floor. I don't think that I've ever seen her in a bad mood. In short, she embodies the translation of scientific evidence into outstanding teaching for both students and colleagues and is an excellent recipient of the faculty's top teaching award. For those and many other reasons, it is my great pleasure to present to you Dr. Nathalie Morin as the winner of the 2014 Howard S. Katz Award for Excellence in Teaching in the Faculty of Dentistry.
Thank you, Dr. Allison. I now ask Dr. Robert Primavesi, Associate Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, to introduce this year's winner of the Osler Award for Outstanding Teacher, Dr. Primavesi.
Madam Vice Chancellor, the Osler Award is presented to the teacher who, in the opinion of the senior class of medical students, has made the most outstanding contribution to their education. It is the Faculty of Medicine's highest distinction for medical student teaching. This year, the student's choice is Dr. Christos Karatsios. Dr. Karatsios is an assistant professor in the Department of Pediatrics and in the Division of Infectious Diseases at the Montreal Children's Hospital of the McGill University Health Center since 2004. He's a McGill Medicine graduate, class of 1998. He received his pediatric and infectious diseases training at the Montreal Children's Hospital and completed clinical research training in pediatric HIV at the University of Miami. Since 2011, Dr. Karatsios has been the director of the infectious diseases and microbiology courses required for every first-year medical student. In this role, he serves as a positive role model who demonstrates a keen interest in the student's personal development. In the words of Dr. Chevelle, chair of the Department of Pediatrics, one can only imagine how remarkable his preparation, enthusiasm, engagement, and communication skills are in this setting to create an impression that 3 years later motivates the members of this graduating class to bestow this award on him. But I'll leave the last word to the students, who always say it best. Dr. Karatsios was awesome. His passion for infectious disease is contagious. Madam Vice Chancellor, on behalf of the graduating medical students, I'm honored to present to you for the Osler Award 2014, Dr. Christos Karatsios.
Thank you. And now Professor Martin Crisworth, Associate Provost, Graduate Education, will present this year's winner of the Carrie M. Derrick Award for Graduate Teaching and Supervision, Professor Crisworth.
Madam Vice Chancellor, Chancellor, faculty, graduates, and guests. Dr. Jillian Bartlett Esquilant joined McGill as a non-tenure track professor in 2002, and then quickly rose to the ranks to become an associate professor and graduate program director of family medicine. She's a model supervisor for her students. She inspires them while instilling confidence necessary to set high goals. One of the graduate students who wrote on her behalf, and many did, said that Professor Bartlett Esquilant, quote, is an excellent mentor, providing exactly the right balance of structure to help motivate and guide my work, and latitude to allow me the freedom to come up with my own ideas and strategies to approach my research. Professor Bartlett Esquilant has also made important and singular contributions to graduate training and teaching, seen most directly in her leadership in developing the newly recognized master's program in family medicine, a unique offering in Canada. As a small token of our appreciation for all she has done for this institution, McGill presents the Carrie M. Derrick Award for Graduate Teaching and Supervision to Professor Bartlett Esquilant, and look forward to many more years of her enthusiastic supervision of our graduate students and important contributions to graduate education at McGill.
I ask Dr. Rose Goldstein, Vice Principal, Research and International Relations, to present the first winner of the Principal's Prize for Outstanding Emerging Researchers, Dr. Goldstein.
Madam Vice Chancellor, it is my honor to present to you Professor Brett Toombs, winner of the inaugural Principal's Prize for Outstanding Emerging Researchers. Joining McGill in 2006, Professor Toombs is a William Dawson Scholar, a senior investigator at the Lady Davis Institute for Medical Research at the Jewish General Hospital, an associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry, and associate member of several other McGill departments. Although he is just entering the mid-phase of his career, Professor Toombs' research accomplishments are well known at McGill, and he is internationally celebrated for his accomplishments and research in behavioral health psychology, which focuses on the intersection between mental health and chronic diseases. The recipient of numerous awards and research grants, Dr. Toombs is emerging as one of the most important scholars in the world, working to improve methods for the detection and treatment of depression, as well as methods of research reporting. His work has been endorsed by a number of national and international guideline-making organizations, including the Canadian Task Force for Preventative Healthcare. His colleagues have said, and I quote, "Professor Toombs' research reflects the fundamental underpinning of all that we attempt to do with medical research, that is, improve health and wellness and quality of life." Madam Vice Chancellor, distinguished guests, colleagues, and class of 2014, Professor Brett Toombs' contributions to McGill's research community make him a most worthy recipient of this prize, which was established in 2013 to celebrate McGill's outstanding early career researchers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure now to ask Dr. David Eidelman, Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, to present Professor Moss Priebus, that she may have conferred upon her the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Dr. Eidelman.
Mr. Chancellor, it is my great pleasure to present to you Dr. Carol Moss Priebus, brilliant scientist and a person who is passionate about research and its implications for human well-being. Dr. Moss Priebus returns home, quite literally, to accept this honor, which is her third McGill University degree. Originally from Montreal, today she is DaCosta Professor in the Biological Sciences Department at Columbia University in New York. She is internationally recognized for her research on the P53 tumor suppressor gene, often called the guardian of the genome because of the role the protein plays in stopping cell division until damaged DNA can be repaired. Indeed, she is one of a handful of scientists worldwide whose work has demonstrated the crucial roles this protein plays in normal cell growth, as well as in malignancy, particularly the growth of breast cancer cells. Dr. Moss Priebus has received myriad awards, including the Rosalind E. Franklin Award for Women in Science, the Paul Janssen Prize in Advanced Biotechnology and Medicine, and the AACR Women in Cancer Research Charlotte Friend Memorial Lectureship Award. We are delighted to recognize Dr. Moss Priebus today, who is not only an exceptional scientist, but an inspiration to our students and to women pursuing careers in health sciences research. Monsieur le Chancelier, je vous présente la docteure Carol Moss Priebus afin que vous lui décerniez le diplôme de docteur S. Science Honoris Causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to invite Dr. Carol Moss Priebus to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Priebus.
I want to thank Chancellor Arnold Steinberg, Principal and Vice Chancellor Suzanne Fortier, Governor Emerita Sally McDougall, and Dr. David Eidelman, Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, and all the other wonderful, distinguished faculty that are sitting up here with me. I also want to add a personal thank you to Dr. Phil Branton, the Gilman Cheney Professor in the Department of Biochemistry. So, fellow graduates, I am thanking you for the great honor of being able to address you at this McGill convocation. It's especially meaningful because, as you've heard, I have trod in your very shoes. I graduated from McGill twice, having received both my BSc and my PhD from this great university. Walking around the campus this afternoon before the ceremony brought back such a flood of memories. McGill is both very much the same as it was so many decades ago, and yet it's changed quite a bit. It's really an amazing place. So I want to talk to you about the journey that you have completed, but it's just the beginning of your adult professional lives. And to do that, I want to first impart to you a little bit of what I have learned about how to have a meaningful career and life after you graduate, and perhaps what may lie in store for you in your future lives. But first, I'll give you my story. I went to McGill at a time when young women were expected first and foremost to catch an educated husband, and only second or second most to prepare for a career of their own. In fact, careers for women were really not that common in that time. I joined a sorority, and if one managed to get engaged during one's college years, one was presented with a lovely white leather Bible with gold embossed lettering. If one did particularly well in school, she was given a piece of paper saying, well, congratulations, but essentially you better get on with the real reason you're here at McGill. Okay, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but only a little bit. I should say that the cultural change that characterized the 60s after I graduated changed so much within the space of 5 years that I had graduated. Drugs, sex, rock and roll, women's lib, and student revolt seemed to liberate everyone, and it all changed. But there was another revolution those years. They were the golden age of molecular biology, and I consider myself incredibly fortunate to witness and eventually partake in the excitement of the many discoveries of that era, where the secrets of DNA and RNA were being unlocked with dizzying speed. After my BSc, I decided to stay in Montreal, as did the vast majority of my co-graduates, and I chose to work with a professor named Judah Quastel, a British scientist of great repute. He had been recruited to McGill to set up an institute. The building for the institute he was given was actually the former mansion of the Morgan family that owned the department store Morgan's, where the Bay now stands on St. Catherine Street. The institute in the Morgan family home was never changed very much from the original setting. It was undeniably a fancy mansion. Although there were lab benches and equipment everywhere, you knew you were working in a living room which still had detailed ceiling moldings and a gigantic fireplace, or in a dining room with a huge set, magnificent chandelier, a large bedroom with a balcony, etc. So when I first met with Dr. Quastel, he asked me what I would like to study. I said, well, I'm interested in cancer, and I'm interested in the brain. Dr. Quastel said, well, take your pick. Cancer is on the second floor, and brain research is on the top floor. The second floor had the large, grand bedrooms, beautiful architectural details, fancy light fixtures. The top floor was a warren of small rooms that were probably for the servants. I immediately decided that trudging up three floors to a small room where I would probably be all by myself would not be so much fun. So I chose to do cancer research on the second floor. That is the true story of how I became a cancer researcher. Remembering that led to two related thoughts that I had when I was recalling that fateful decision. I have been on the faculty of a very active biology department at Columbia for over 30 years, and I've interviewed hundreds of applicants to our programs over the years. both graduate students and MD-PhD students, and so on. What fascinates me is that still to this day, when students are asked what aspect of biological sciences excites them the most, it's exactly the same: cancer and the brain. Fortunately, our department is not an old mansion. It has modern labs. There's elevators you can get to the upper floors. So students' decisions are rarely, to my knowledge, based on reasons that were as trivial as mine. But the fact is that in the decades since I was a graduate student, these two problems, curing cancer and figuring out how our brains work so that we can tackle neurodegenerative disease and mental illness, they have not been solved. They are the big questions that are there for you to tackle. The second thought I had is that sometimes the most irrelevant and silly reason for why you might make a decision can have very, very far-reaching consequences. And sometimes that decision may be the best one you ever made. So perhaps it's not always a good idea to mull over a decision too much, agonize whether it's correct, or lose too much sleep. You cannot know what your future holds, so just go with the flow. It will likely all work out for the best. But you, in the health sciences and related professions, will have to deal with and face other issues that my generation did not even conceive of. As one major example, one that seems to be more and more prevalent in everyone's consciousness nowadays, is climate change and how to deal with it. Most believe that it is real and imminent, and that not all of the consequences can be foreseen. Whether there might be some good consequences, but we know that many of the consequences will be awful. There may be reduced land masses, severe weather patterns, altered and depleted ecosystems, and others. There will be an urgent need to deal with the bad outcomes and to capitalize on the good ones. Then there is the other looming problem that you in the health sciences will face: the changing state of our relationship with microbes. Increasing drug-resistant bacterial infections that could be deadly, emerging and also deadly viruses or parasites that are even now brought to places in the world that never had them before. So you will have to face these very, very serious challenges. That's perhaps the more challenging and difficult side of what lies in your future. But there are incredibly good things that lie ahead as well. You will have access to technologies that I could not even have dreamt of when I was in your shoes. I'll just give you a couple of examples that have only begun to be developed in the last 10 to 15 years that will be the underpinnings of what will be achievable in your lifetimes and beyond. Deep, massive, and affordable sequencing of DNA and RNA will provide the basis for true personalized medicine. That, coupled with technologies such as gene editing, will very likely allow you to actually cure genetic diseases in the unborn. The ability to reprogram cells to become other types of cells is going to cure or manage disease states in children or adults. And tissue engineering, the ability to literally print a new organ or body in 3D, is likely going to provide the third arm of future medicine. You will participate in the development of these technologies at the research level, at the clinical level, and at the therapy level. I do confess to have a little fear for the future world of my grandchildren, but I also know that they will have opportunities that were and still are inconceivable to me. So I'm here to wish you the best possible future for you. My advice is simple: be flexible, persevere. Don't let any setback be your undoing. Keep your mind open and your curiosity intact. That is how it worked for me, and I wish even more and better things for you. You have already had the great fortune of graduating from this wonderful university, and the future is yours to hold in your hands. Thank you.
Listening to Dr. Moss Priebus, I'm reminded of the fact that today, Dr. Priebus is the third honorary doctorate, female honorary doctorate, just today. One in engineering, one in architecture, and of course, one in medicine. Or I should clarify that, the science of medicine. But I go back to my day, 60 years ago, there were no honorary doctorates who were women for a very simple reason. There were no women practicing architecture, engineering, and medical science. So I think the world, and you have to listen to all three of these women and the impacts that they have made on the lives of millions of people. So I just want to extend to all of the women in this room, you have some real role models to follow now. We will now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees. I call upon Provost Anthony Massey to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Mr. Chancellor, I am pleased to invite the students graduating from programs of study in the Faculty of Dentistry and the Faculty of Medicine and its schools to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted at center stage by Chancellor Steinberg, Principal Fortier, or Sally McDougall, Emerita Member of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned a university degree keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Let me repeat, no university degree, remove the hat and get capped. Already have a university degree, keep the hat on and get tapped. Parents and friends and the students themselves will probably be pleased to know that in most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The parchment or the degree itself is given to students by the dean or delegate as they leave the stage and have a photo taken. You may have seen some students wearing red and white scarves. All self-identifying Aboriginal students, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis, are entitled to wear graduation scarves at convocation, in the community, and at any and all future McGill events that they attend. The red scarf is for those receiving a degree, the white for those getting a diploma or certificate. The feather has two meanings, respect for the person, and it marks an amazing or a special event. The Confederacy belt signifies attachment to the land on which we are, and the turtle symbolizes the inclusiveness of all nations and respect for diversity. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que le candidat dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'il soit présent ou absent, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. By tradition at McGill, we begin with students receiving graduate degrees, followed by students obtaining an undergraduate degree. I now invite Professor Alanush Saroyan and also then Professor Robert Primavesi to present the graduates, and Dean Paul Allison, Dean of the Faculty of Dentistry, and Dr. David Eidelman, Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, to distribute the diplomas to all students. Class of 2014, congratulations, felicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Dental Sciences, Reem Al Ansari. Kadi Ka. For the degree of Master of Science in Dental Sciences, Omar Saleh Al-Ajil. Sharifa Abdullah Abel Rahman. Srinath Arekunat Madatil. Elnaz Qadimi. Mona Rajeh. Shraddha Pramod Solanki. For the degree of Doctor of Dental Medicine, Mojdeh Afshin. Navdeep Singh Assi, Distinction and Canadian Dental Association Student and Leadership Award. Leslie Bergman, Distinction. Jessica Dominique Bruce, Dr. Paulé Marchand and Maureen McNeil Marchand Prize. Alexandra Maria Carella. Michael Domenico. Valerie Ariel Elbaz. Sarah Fagan, Distinction. Angel Alexandrov Gabev. Sina Hashemi, Dr. A. Gerald Racy Prize, Dr. James McCutcheon Medal, Prix Michelin Blanc, Dean's Honor List. Ting Huang. Erica Heather Kader, Dr. A. Thornston Gold Medal and Dean's Honor List. Paramjit Kaur. Adila Khan. Scott Kirby, Distinction, Prix d'Excellence Jean-Robert Vincent. Ryan Matthew Kirshner. Gabriel Lemay. Sarah Charlotte Liu, Dr. J.K. Carver Award, Dr. W.G. Leahy Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Michael Adam London. Mark James Alexander McPherson, Distinction and Sunstar Gum Award in Dentistry. Bilal Mamha. Tobias John Meitzinger, Distinction and McGill Alumni Society Prize. Emad Rastikerdar. Jason Aubrey Schneidman. Ke Shang, Distinction. Lauren Tink. Laura Vertullo. Lauren Nicole Vredenberg. Muhammad Atif Youssef, Dr. A.L. Walsh Prize, Dr. Marvin and Mandy Werbit Award in Dentistry and Dean's Honor List. Lydia Zavalishina. Faculty of Medicine, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Biochemistry, Genevieve Deblois, Gordon A. McLachlan Prize, Governor General's Gold Medal. Nozhat Safoi. Bram Jonathan Yaknin. For the degree of Philosophy in Biomedical Engineering, Sean G. Xiang Cheng. مینا غیرتمند مینا میکایل اوریا نیکولای رومان حسین علی صفویه کاترین تومارو دوشنو. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Communication Sciences and Disorders, Françoise Brosseau-Lapré. Efrat Poker. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Epidemiology and Biostatistics, Melanie Henderson. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Epidemiology, Brittany Catherine McKinnon. Carmen Maria Meserelian. Kate Zinser. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Experimental Medicine, Maria Ait Tihati. Xiang Chuan Xie. David Labbe. Natalie Magnus. Jessica Neal Nickel. Linda Pelletier. Nicole Gay Wilkinson. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Experimental Surgery, Raul Gauri. Juliana Christine Cora. Joyce Miriam Rocha Curi. Jonathan Spicer. For the degree of Philosophy in Human Genetics, Ziaul Haq Chowdhury. Lily Lee. Sean Andrew Wiltshire. Gabriela Monica Voivodka. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Microbiology and Immunology, Philippe Dallaire Leblanc. Sylvain Miriam Daniels. Justin Deme. Mathieu Gigou. Jenny Lee Thomasin. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Neuroscience, Philippe Boudreau. Scott Andrew Cameron. Kevin Francis Casey. Anne-Julie Chabot-Doré. Annie Duchesne. Jennifer Sarah Goldman. Cindy Lee Hovington. Derek Alexander Ray Lupinski. Karine Parent. Albi Real Richard. David Verbisch. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Nursing, Caroline Lynn Arbour. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Pathology, Laila Ali Al-Alwan. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Pharmacology, Sébastien Marcel Boridi. Kristen Ann Dawson. Jérôme Fortin.
Hi, congratulations.
Varine Gossain. Jennifer Maselli. Kevin Daniel Nybert. Ava Eleanor Schlisser. Jennifer Wright. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Rehabilitation Science, Noemi Dehan Oliel.
I'm good, how are you?
Valerie Poulin. Shahnaz Shahrebanyan. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Biomedical Engineering, Ye Gu. Diego Luis Guarin Lopez. Lara Kambar. Stephen Gregory Campbell. Amina Krebs. Deborah Meltzer. For the degree of Master of Science in Biostatistics, Erica Cunningham. Long Gao. For the degree of Master of Science in Epidemiology, Abdurrahman Yaqub Al-Turki. Catherine Elizabeth Dunkley Hicken. Jun Li. Kian Andre Maliki Yazdi. Amy Ann Neville. Mount Wa Yong. For the degree of Master of Science in Experimental Medicine, Nicole Alexandra Edwards. Samar El Zain. Flora Goliardi. Emme Lian Lucco. Jin Qian. Mashroor Rahman. Arjuna Chris Rajakumar. Jared Allen Sheridan. Laura Megan Shulak. Sabrina Sicilia. Angela Stamiris. Kristen Elizabeth Tam. Ingrid Susan Tam. Chi Yang. Jiangguang Jiang. For the degree of Master of Science in Experimental Surgery, Haitham Hisham Al-Abbas. Brigitte Christine Courteau. Maria Simona Grigori. Tania Morielli. Mohammed Nassif. Vasileios Nicolaou. Sanhita Srivastava. Aya Siblini. For the degree of Master of Science in Genetic Counseling, Karen Elizabeth Canales. Laura Dempsey Nunez. Sonia Evelyn Rummel. For the degree of Master of Science in Human Genetics, Lina Isabella Dolman. Tahrid Ali Hiba. For the degree of Master of Science in Medical Radiation Physics, Alexandra Bourque. Ian Jesse Gerard. Marc-André Renaud. Yana Zlateva. For the degree of Master of Science in Microbiology and Immunology, Melissa Ashley Weirs. For the degree of Master of Science in Neuroscience, Michaela Shibani Dasgupta. Pauline Tess Luchinski. Kristen Marcellus. Hannah Elaine Schublum. Kyle James Harant St. Louis. For the degree of Master of Science in Pharmacology, Caroline Dayan. For the degree of Master of Science in Physiology, Eric Larson. Brittany Lynn Rock. For the degree of Master of Science in Psychiatry, Matthew James Albert Clyde. Adam Isrick. Michelle Helen Longran. Jose Arturo San Esteban Lopez. John Michael Tabaca. Franz Veru. Samantha Ashley Wells. Alexandra Williams. Emily Young. For the degree of Master of Science in Public Health, Yana Dahir. Annie Duchenne. Jenny Liu. Ola Lutsiv. Nita Perumal. Chindra Sky Rabatsa. Sindra Sky Rabatsa. Laura Natalie Sang. Tracy Westley. Danielle Leon Zions. for the degree of Master of Science in Rehabilitation Science, David Emeka Anekwe. Carolyn Elizabeth Hui. Kritika Sambasivan. For the degree of Master of Science Applied in Nursing, Amelia Creodo Ambridge. Caroline Bourdois. Megan Susanna Clark. Lori Cleofat. Melissa Dadonna. Maria Ivona Damian. Alexandra de Almeida Vicente. Anne de Rossier Couture. Christian Drouin. Kia Ann Duty. Elisabeth Fauvel Benoit. Emilie Gauthier. Haley Gour. Michael Lucas Hagenbarth. Marilyn Etu. Montana Ray Hewlett. Sarah Hussein. Megan Emma Jones. Amelia Hind Jukdar. Olga Sergivna Kazantseva. Andrew Kerr. Jessica Leal. Yufei Liu. Sarah Rachel Logan. Andrea Martel Bucci. Yevgenia Mizina. Katrina Ann Obas. Jessica Yael Pinto. Danielle Patrick Quinn. Marie-Claude Raffray. Svea Diane Raw. Sanaz Shadvar. Olesya Simonenko. Carolyn Carmel So. Emilie Saint-Germain. Yana Rachel Stacy. Rebecca Marion Thorne. Brandy Louise Vanderbilt. Laila Mustafa Wazne. Maggie Victoria Wilson. Trinity Whitman. Vanessa Jeshin, Moira, F. Moira Allen Prize and F. Moira Allen Prize twice. For the degree of Master of Science Applied in Occupational Health Sciences, Sherry Cannon. Karina Nicole Doyle. Jessica Kyunga Lee. Kenneth Daniel Major. Yanqin Qi. Shad Shu. Batsiseg Ulziku. Christopher Brian Weir. Umaya Zubair. For the degree of Master of Science Applied Occupational Therapy, Bianca Abate. Marie-André Benoit. Emmanuel Beaulieu. Nadia Noor Bint Muhammad Isa. Clancy Victoria Budiak Jarvi. Sarah Kacheko. Cloris Ching Lam Chan. Laura Kathleen Schwenier. Santina Teresa Cimino. Alexandra Croci. Frederic Demushka. Marianne Dean. Okay, we're ready. Mylène Dion. Leah Judith Dolgoy. Madeleine Doyle. Patrick Kinye Duong. Laura Margaret Frego. Alana Leslie Goodman. Sophie Gravel. Elizabeth Guevara. Fang Fei Guo. Carrie Ho. Tanya Florence Herdebees. Ariane Lego. Samantha Leibovich. Joanne Renee Lee. Wenli Liu. Vicky Xu Yin Ma. Sarah Elizabeth Milton. Sarah Nguyen. Vivian Natalie Sara Papazian. Amanda Catherine Pelegi. Valerie Pinel, Clinical Prize of Excellence. Verena Rescala. Carrie Lynn Robinson. Emily Ann Scazzosi. Laurent Alexandre Shaker. Song Yuan Shi. Anne Catherine Swenson. Jomika Tangipanya. Minquan Tran. Stephanie Marie Tremblay. Audrey Hong An Trong. Félix Olivier Turgeon Provost. Cheng Zeng. For the degree of Master of Science Applied in Physical Therapy, Christine Arbour. Sylvie Bolne. Matthew Chan Phi. Yunho Chang. Christina Da Costa. Nicolas Dauphiné Bazin. Caroline Drouin Tourville. Caroline Dufour. Judy Dumont. Caitlin Page Fitzsimmons, Clinical Prize of Excellence. Patrick Gauvin. Rachel Christine Gauvin. Linda Karina Guerra. Eva Melinda Hitchfeld. Victoria Marie Horn. Aditi Kapoor. Alexandre Raymond Kerner. Yelena Koshliakova. Claudia Laframboise. Jacqueline Tuan Tulam. Tritin Olivier Lam. Catherine Lang. Leon Lati. Vu Le. Marie-Pierre Lévesque. Le Yu Liu. Altaf Diamond Mapara. Jenny Nong. Lina Oseiran. Valerie Parent-Houle. Ashma Patel. Christina Pepe. Paul Pham. Catherine Riendo. Olivia Bianca Ripa, Sandra Perlman Memorial Prize. Aaron Rolich. Florence Rougeau. Christopher Rubino, Carol Rottenberg Silver Memorial Award. Zichi Song. Alexis Claire Stanhope. Megan Christie Straub, Canadian Physiotherapy Association Award. David Michael Strenger. Caitlin Talon. Tiavin David Tran. Sarah Turgeon Desilet. Christina Tsinevrakis. Daniel William Robson Waugh. Arthur Wojnowski Wu, Helen M. Gault Award. D. Wu. Bao Yue Xu. D. Zhang. Junnan Zhang. Xiangye Zhang. For the Graduate Diploma in Nursing, Sarah Mondou. Emanuela Morenci. Emily Chang Orlov. Lisa Marie Pichovich. Isabelle Savard. For the Graduate Certificate in Assessing Driving Capabilities, Yona Landry. Yimei Liu. Daniela Loncaric.
For the degree of Doctor of Medicine and Master of Surgery. Hiba Abu Haider. Mahmoud El Mazri. Natasha Anastasio. Etienne Archambault. Emily Bayarjan. Samantha Ballas. Mark Michael James Bastianelli, H.S. Burkitt Memorial Prize in Otolaryngology. Alexandre Bazinet, Dean's Honor List. Samantha Benlolo. Laurence Caroline Bernard, Alexander D. Stewart Prize. Catherine Besner-Morin. Melanie Rena Bilbul. Jeanne Buteau. Anthony Botto. Mary Lynn Breaux, Dean's Honor List. Guillaume Butler Laporte. Caitlin Cahill, Dean's Honor List. Ariel Cantor. Wilson Ventura Chen. Jeffrey Vincent Chen. Leisha Chung. Laura Chertko. Psychiatry Prize. Kenry Chu. Kate Conrad. Adrian Cotescu. Noah Henry Crampton. David J. Sear. Justine Dignot. Nadia Daly. Andrew John Dawson, Dr. Alan Spanier Prize for Professionalism in Medicine. Megan Elizabeth DeLille. Deepak Kartesh Dina Karen. Emily Ann Downey. Kai Duan. Louis-Philippe Dufour, Dean's Honor List. Yonut Efanov. Giordano Igiziano. Nathaniel Elfassi. Daniel James Ellis, Dean's Honor List. Barbara Evans. Leah Rose Feldman. Michael Fishman. Claudia Alejandra Flores Elchaiz. Emily Gagnon. Marie-Hélène Gagnon, Montreal Children's Hospital Prize for Pediatric Excellence, Dean's Honor List. Simon Gauvin. Andrew Robert Gibson. Marnie Ann Goodwin Wilson. Alexandre Gosselin Tardif. Maud Gravel. Roger George Gray. Jasmine Grenier, J. Francis Williams Prize in Medicine and Clinical Medicine. Abigail Grunbaum. Mary Pierre Guilbeault, Dean's Honor List. Nicholas Haddad. Maya Harrell Sterling, Newell W. Philpott Prize in Obstetrics and Gynecology, Dean's Honor List. Anais Hausvater. Konstantinos Hanaris. Angela Collier Ho. Dennis Ho Wo Chung. Sajid Hossein. Jeffrey Howe. Isabel Imamegian. Samir Jabour.
Jessula?
Samuel Jacob Anthony Jessula. Zishan Jetta. Catherine Jolivet. Yelda Jozagi, H.S. Burkitt Memorial Prize in Otolaryngology. Natasha Cardus. Renee Kennedy. Genevieve Kakarian. Andrea Cassus. Aditi Candlewall. Jacob Kleiman, Dean's Honor List. Charles Koop. Perlene Lauren Kugler. Vanessa Elise Kustek. Paulina Kiriakopoulos. Anne-Sophie Laberge. Audrianne Labrec, Montreal Children's Hospital Prize for Pediatric Excellence. Annie Laforêt. June Sing Hong Lam. Valerie Langlois Carbonneau. William Shihao Lau. Lilia Noreen Lavallee. Guillaume LeClaire, E. David Sherman Award in Geriatric Medicine. Terrence Lee. Camille Legout. Sarah Lemelin. Eric Daniel Lenza. Miriam Levesque-Roy, Dean's Honor List. Trevor Austin Lewis. Lisa Marina Lee. Shui Zhuo Lee. Zhaja Liu, Dean's Honor List. Shiru Liu. Mary Lou. Megan Ann Kyle Marion. Wanda Marini. Vanessa Martelli, Brian Newton Memorial Award, Holmes Gold Medal, Dean's Honor List. Tobiel McHugh. Bertrand Melancin. Philippe Melancin. Corey Miller, Alexander D. Stewart Prize. Jonathan Brian Milligan. Jonathan David Mintz. Marie-Julie Monette. Sarah Elena Monsonego. Robin Nathanson. Dong Bak Nguyen. Bryce Anid Nute Chiechu. Esli Osmanliu, Elizabeth Ann Monroe Gordon Prize. Jean-Carol Pamphil. Alexandra Panaitoyu. Laura Patak Falvey. Jason Michael Patapas. Tan Trao Phi. Kataki Rawal. Justin Reyes. Christopher Ryan Reed. Caitlin Nicole Reimer. Helene Retrouvy. Eliane Louise Evelyn Rioux Trottier. Anthony Roberts. April Ann Nicole Rose, Charles Scriver Prize in Genetics. Melissa Roy. Kimberly Sancton. Deborah Megan Sanft. David San Miguel. David Simeon Sarfati. Rita Sirhani. Amanda Schachter. Patrick Scheffler. Megan Sarah Schneiderman, McGill Alumni Society Prize, Dean's Honor List. Sumia Imen Sanusi. Cyrus Shigon Salek. Janzaib Sherwani. Allison Haley Chevelle. Elroy Shuker. Douglas Slobod, John H. Anschuler Prize in Family Medicine. Matthew Eric Stroll. Simon Sun. Vincent Sun, Dr. Mark Cohen Prize in Ophthalmology. Moaz Tajdin. Catherine Anna Tedman O'Quain. Rachel Jessica Tessier. Basile Tessier Cloutier. Jeremy Thomas Gittens. Anne Tram Stephanie Tran. Svetan Tripkov. Dean's Honor List. Alex Vitzel Mathieu. Sophie Villeneuve. Joshua Forsenbosch. Erica Walbridge. Jeffrey Chen-Yu Wang, Dean's Honor List. Alexandra Winkler Schwartz. Aaron Winter. Mally Dawn Worm, Dr. Allen Spanier Prize for Professionalism in Medicine, Wood Gold Medal, Dean's Honor List. Clara Quyen Quyen Wu. Junping Shui. Yasmin Youssef. Allison Rosemary On Ki Young. Umid Zahedi Niyaki. Mira Zain, Mona Broff and Sheckman Prize in Psychiatry, Dean's Honor List. David Dong Kui Zhang. James Wei Zhang. Nan Zhao. For the degree of Bachelor of Nursing, Janine Angana. Erica Beaudoin. Khalida Begum. Juliana Danica Benz. Tamara Berardino. Laura Buzo. Carolyn Elizabeth Brebner, Distinction. Geraldine Clairjust. Eliane Delaurier Rochette, Barbara Ann Anschuler Prize in Nursing, Dean's Honor List. Cassandra Di Tommaso. Carolyn Dodier, Distinction. Anne-Sophie Dubois, Distinction. David Jordan Elbling. Megan Fortier. Melanie Amber Friedovich, Distinction. Gabrielle Gilbert. Rosalind Glover. Fiona Habiba. Lindsay Hamel. Dimitra Horotan, Distinction. Amanda Elizabeth Hugman. Nisha Joshi. Leah Wanjiru Kimata. Melanie LaBerge. Agathe Lapointe. Rahila Latif, Dean's Honor List. Veronique Laurier. Elizabeth Legault. Michelle Natasha McIsaac. Maryse Christelle Magalaman. Catherine Malaket. Elise Martin. Melody Evelyn Martin Nicolitz. Leah Ashley Medawar. Emily Molin, Distinction. Liliana Moreno Chinome. Irina Nishchemenko. Nishchemenko, I got it. Irina Nishchemenko, Dean's Honor List. Nyosi Nyabushi. Leanna Victoria Nutbrown. Chioma Nweke. Vanessa Ann Palma. Stephanie Paquette. Valérie Potvin. Kathy Racine. Kara Lee Redden, Pearson Education and Canada Book Prize, Dean's Honor List. Gabriel Roberge Distinction. Lisa Purdy Robinson. Jessica Marie Savoy. Alicia Cervera. Jennifer Elizabeth Shalala. Shannon Carolyn Snyder, Dean's Honor List. Kui Zhang Song, Dean's Honor List. Nathalie Staquet-Doucette, Dean's Honor List. Olafun Milola Talabi. Majid Tebichkrani. Durga Vadlamudi. Anne Sarah Vyankur. Irina Vdovichenko. Christina Maria Weinrauch, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor's of Science in Rehabilitation Science and Major Occupational Therapy, Catherine Auger, Distinction. Marie-Pierre Chiasson. Joelle Chu Yu Chi, Distinction. Erica Di Marino, Dean's Honor List. Mark L. Maraghi. Carolyn Esther Elfassi. Crystal Fournier. Janik Fougère. Anna Galstian. Willie Dak Jia Hao Huyn. Rachel Caddock, Distinction. Delita Key. Wendy Lai Yu Hin. Ziyi Lin. Melissa Lorraine. Jiang Ying Lu. Allison Miron. Jessica Monteferrante. Vanessa Lynn Marie Mummy. Tram Nguyen, Dean's Honor List. Andrea Pejovic, Distinction. Dina Rogozinski. Chiara Seto. Riddhi Nilashbhai Shah. Samuel Swia. Jessica Michelle Trombino. Yeah. Gila Wasserloff. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Rehabilitation Science in Major Physical Therapy, Elisa Bublil, Distinction. Dominique Breton. Lucy Campagna Wilson, Distinction. Sang Ni Cao. Jean-Maxime Caron, Dean's Honor List. Michael Chung Wing, Distinction. Anne Mariel Quay D, Distinction. Zindi Dong. Swan Hui Harry Dong. Philippe Dufour. Galia Elbaz, Distinction. Joshua Adam Fetter, Dean's Honor List. Zhuo Wei Feng. Sophia Maria Giannakakis, McGill Alumni Society Prize. Carolyn Gay. Jacqueline Kelly, Distinction. Xavier Laplante Laberge. Jean-Philippe Lozière. Rachel Leclerc. Catherine Liu. Zhao Meng Lu. David Michael. Eloise Manville. Jean-Sebastien Otis Carasquera. Romina Amanda Perotti. Stephanie Pilon. Andre Philippe Rodriguez Pare, Dean's Honor List. Victoria Catherine Shuela, Distinction. Charles Olivier Sylvestre. Anshi Ta. Alexander Bradford Trotsky, Dean's Honor List. Wing Tin Truong. Sinead Vigeant, Distinction. Kaylee Walsh, Distinction. Azalyn Wang. Stephanie White. Kevin Yusefian. Tatiana Zavadovskaya, Distinction. Helen Zhu.
I want to thank Professor Saroyan and Dr. Primavesi for the excellent job they did reading out all your names. I now invite the Dean of Medicine, David Eidelman, to read the oath for medical practitioners.
I would ask graduates to rise, please. Please repeat after me each line in English and French. I vow before all assembled que je m'acquitterai de mon devoir en me laissant guider par les principes de ce serment que je prête librement et publiquement. That I will diligently minister as much as in me lies to the comfort and restoration of the sick entrusted to my care, à ne rien révéler sans motif grave de ce que j'aurais pu voir et entendre, dans le cadre de l'exercice de mes fonctions et qu'il conviendrait de tenir secret. That I will perform always with care and in the highest tradition of the ethical codes of my profession. And that as long as I may serve, I will ever seek to promote excellence in every act that I perform.
It's my pleasure now to invite Dr. Joshua Vortenbosch to the podium. To the podium to say a few words on behalf of all graduating students as this year's valedictorian. Dr. Vortenbosch.
Mr. Chancellor, members of the platform party, fellow graduates and guests. Graduates, congratulations. We've made it. We're here under this tent, diplomas in hand, as a sign of our hard work and dedication to improving the lives of others. We've done a lot together for the past few years. We've conducted research together. We've delivered babies together. We've rehabilitated patients together. We've been really confused together. And we've provided care around the clock. And I think it's the fact that we provided this care together, interdisciplinary or interprofessionary or whatever you want to call it, that has made the experience in the Faculty of Medicine so rewarding. We really do derive so much from each other. En plus d'avoir travaillé ensemble, nous nous sommes aussi montrés solidaires. Je ne sais pas si nos invités peuvent bien voir, mais ces écussons ici dit us, nous. Le message de cet écusson a d'ailleurs été choisi par une équipe médicale de l'hôpital général juif afin de rappeler le sentiment d'unité qui existe entre professionnels de la santé. Ces professionnels que nous sommes devenus et qui, inconditionnellement, offriront les meilleurs soins de santé à la population sans égard à la race, la langue ou la religion. Enfin, un symbole qui nous rappelle que la discrimination n'a pas sa place dans notre système de santé. Moi qui accorde une grande valeur à l'accessibilité des soins de santé, je suis honoré de graduer parmi des gens qui ont démontré, lorsque l'occasion est venue, leur engagement à offrir des soins à tous et pour toujours. Despite the wonderful feats that we have accomplished together, none of them would have been possible without the support of those around us. As graduates, we have made an astronomical investment in time and many personal sacrifices to arrive where we are today. But for our parents, our siblings, our children, our friends, our significant others, thank you. Merci d'avoir toléré nos horaires hérétiques, nos chiffres de nuit et nos études demandantes. Merci pour votre support et votre compréhension les jours précédant un examen, alors que nous étions tous un peu nerveux. Merci de nous avoir aidés à accomplir nos rêves. Nous ne serions pas ici sans vous. But I guess this is the time during the dream where we need to pinch ourselves a little bit because the dream is now real. Where do we go from here? After spending so many years studying to arrive at graduation, for many of us today, it marks not the end of school, but the beginning of a career. And what an awesome career. We'll be trusted by so many to heal, to develop cures, to draft policy, all with the intention of improving the lives of others. But we cannot forget that with great power comes great responsibility. A responsibility to our patients, to each other, and to society to ensure that we exercise this power appropriately. So let us continue to work together throughout our careers, just as we have done throughout our studies. Let us continue to provide care for all, and let us continue to acknowledge the support that helps propel us forward. Let us do all of this not just for ourselves and for our careers, but to improve the health and well-being of those around us. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Vorstenbosch. Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. I would now like everyone in the audience to please rise as the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stroper, delivers the benediction. Mr. Stropel.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions et où que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Now, to conclude this ceremony, Professor Winston Purdy will sing our national anthem.
Thank you.
170 viewers.
Bring me down, the love is too high. Thank you.